This is a story about bones.
They dig here. See there? They dig there and see over there on the other side. Not this walkway, the next walkway, they dig there. See certain spots they dig.
Miss Patricia, who preferred not to give her last name, takes us on a walk near her house in the Iberville Public Housing Development. She's lived here, across the street from St. Louis Cemetery No. 2, for 29 years.
But they said on the other side they found bones. Everybody in here was talking about it.
We pass by Miss Patricia's neighbor, Charmaine Williams, who can see St. Louis Cemetery No. 2 from her porch where she was sitting.
You want to talk about the bones?
The bones they found back here?
Like Miss Patricia, Charmaine wasn't surprised to hear about the bones. Ever since she was a little girl, she heard her elders talk about how the Iberville was once part of the St. Louis Cemetery.
This was a graveyard, and they built on top. Now when they're digging up bones.
People who live on the edges of these older cemeteries, certainly over the years, for whatever reason, may have discovered remains in their backyard or something. And so, you know, those tales follow a cemetery, and people are aware of that.
Mary Mannheim is a forensic anthropologist at Louisiana State University. In a nutshell, her job is to identify the dead.
Cemeteries are always larger than people think they are. And so many people from outside of Louisiana think that, you know, when you look at a cemetery in South Louisiana especially and you see all the above-the-ground tombs, that that's what's there, when in reality there are many more burials below the ground than above the ground.
That's the case next to the Iberville at the St. Louis cemeteries.
The original cemetery was much larger than it is today. The original cemetery extended into Basin Street, across St. Louis, across Murray Street, across Treme Street, and across Conti.
Angie Green is the executive director of Save Our Cemeteries. New Orleans has 42 historic cemeteries, and she says living on top of one is extremely common.
I think to New Orleans, one of the many things that makes us unique is our relationship to death and burials.
Talk to people who grew up in New Orleans, and so many of them, their first exposure to the cemeteries was playing in the cemeteries as children. They're pleasant places to be, right? They're open-air museums.
Rob Florence is a cemetery preservationist who's written two books about New Orleans cemeteries. He says not only are New Orleanians used to being near human remains, but our culture of All Saints Day and second line funerals gives us ways of dealing with death.
This city has great coping mechanisms to deal with death, and I think the beauty of these cemeteries is one. You know, it's not depressing and it's not grim to be here. You don't associate the cemeteries with one of the 10 worst moments in your life.
I'm not scared of dead people. I'm scared of the walking ones, the living ones, not dead.
Charmaine Williams agrees with her neighbor, Patricia.
Dead ain't gonna hurt me, the living gonna hurt me.
But, Charmaine adds,
it's a shame people can't rest in peace, huh?
Those buried underneath the Iberville may get their peace after all. To conform to state law, Hano's architects have to reconfigure their demolition and construction plans. Buildings on top of the bones will stay put. Some areas will become green space. These recent archaeological finds set the project back by about 6 months. But in New Orleans time, it's nothing. For WWNO and The Lens, I'm Eve Abrams.